We have explained that Shira is when we express praise of Hashem with words, and Zimra is when it transcends words. It's a pure expression of emotion through song. When we find in Tehillah Mizmar Shir, so first Zimra and then Shir, so it means that David HaMelech began with this, he was overwhelmed with emotion, too great and powerful to limit with words, and then slowly developed into words and phrases, which is Shir. It begins with Mizmar, ends with Shir. But the question is, Zimra seems to be a much higher level than Shir, the ultimate expression of pure praise of Hashem. So why then does Shir follow Zimra? After Zimra, one would imagine we're done. We've reached the highest level of praise. Why downgrade it to Shir afterwards? But this is a very important point in Yiddishkeit. It's true, Zimra is a very high and powerful level of connection to Hashem, but precisely because of the great emotion and power inherent in it, it can't be sustained as is. If we were to stop just by Zimra, it would fizzle out, and then we'd be left with nothing. The powerful emotion wasn't able to depart from its place in the Pnimius Halev, the depths of the heart, to be translated into a practical connection to Hashem. It's a theoretical connection with no actual approach that can be acted upon. So that's why it's so important that Zimra should turn into Shira. When we get a handle on that emotion and we begin to be able to break it down into its components and understand every aspect of it, then we can verbalize it. And once we verbalize it and understand what we're feeling and saying, we can turn that into a positive action or a character trait, a real way to connect to Hashem. As a rule, great hislahavos, when a person is tremendously inspired and passionate, it's because they have experienced the klal. For example, if someone becomes overwhelmed with inspiration on experiencing Shabbos, it's because they've felt the power of Shabbos in its entirety, with its super powerful holiness. It can touch us and we can be ignited. But Shabbos as a whole has so many aspects to it, and it can be broken down into hundreds of individual details. There's Tefillah Shabbos, Sudah Shabbos, Kiddush Lechem Mishnah, Melachos, learning on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. So only when we begin to flesh out what Shabbos truly is, we relate to each of its aspects individually, then it becomes real and practical about Avodas Hashem, not merely inspiration and emotion. We make Kiddush, we speak words of Kedusha and holiness, we relate to different concepts of Shabbos, and then we have something we can take with us all week and apply to everything we do. Likewise, we begin Shema and we say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When we say that, we're supposed to think and create an image of Hashem ruling over the whole world, all directions, up, down, all seven heavens in totality, Echad. And we're ready to give up our lives for Him. Now, after saying that, what more is there to say? What's the need for spelling out V'ahavta'is, we love Hashem with our money, our souls, our hearts, and talk about learning and mezuzahs and so on. But Hashem Elokeinu Hashem is just a klal. It's the rule which contains all the details within it. But without fleshing out and verbalizing the details, we don't know what to do exactly and how to apply the powerful passion of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad into reality. But when we start to speak and explain each prat, each detail, love of Hashem, through what we own with our lives and our hearts, mitzvahs, learning Torah, remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, these are all ways to come back and appreciate the overarching rule of Hashem Echad. And Shemana Esra as well, we begin saying, Kaina HaKoyel, Hashem created and owns everything, but nevertheless, we go through a whole Shemana Esra detailing each concept, wisdom, forgiveness, parnasa, Yeshua, and so on. The pure emotion is like a seed. Seeds are powerful potential energy. They have everything in them to enable a tree to grow and produce fruit. They have all that power in them, but eating a seed doesn't give that much nutrition. Only after it's planted and all that energy gets realized and actualized does the power have the ability to help us. And that's why Shira follows Zimra.